Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Saints, and welcome to another broadcast of Reformation News, where I, your brother and servant in the Lord, Radio Reformer, am in studio today to present to you another proposition, a critical proposition, unimportant proposition at that. This is proposition number 88. 88. The number here for Mr. J. Delano Ellis to call, and I doubt he's going to call. He hasn't called the other 87 previous times we've invited him, but we must do what we must do to keep our end of the bargain. The number here is 646-564-9730. 646-564-9730. And Mr. J. Delano Ellis, you have an open-ended invitation to call this broadcast at any time while we are doing these propositions so that we can have a conversation with you, sir, and so that you may provide to us some answers, answers that we're looking for, answers that we desperately need. And proposition number 88 reads like this. Like Cain's great-great-grandson Lamech, the Metropolitan Archbishop of the Joint College of African American Bishops has two wives, spiritual wives, of course. These are Romanism and Anglicanism. Again, let me read. Like Cain's great-great-grandson Lamech, the Metropolitan Archbishop of the Joint College of African American Bishops has two wives, spiritual wives, of course, Romanism being one and Anglicanism being the other. Now, I do need to note here as we begin this proposition, and let me read to you out of the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 4, and we need to make this notation right from the very beginning. Genesis chapter 4, Genesis chapter 4, verses 17, 18, and 19. It reads, And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. And he built a city and called it the name of that city after the name of his son Enoch. And unto Enoch were born Irad. And of course, Irad means city of witness. But it was a witness that did not include God. And Mahujael. And Methusael. And Mehujael begot Methusael, and Methusael begot Lamech. And Lamech took unto him two wives. The name of the one was Ada, and the name of the other Zillah. Ada and Zillah, two wives. And Lamech took on two wives. Please let me note by going to Mr. J. Delano Ellis' book that we are not saying that Mr. J. Delano Ellis is a bigamist. I am not saying that he has two wives. He is not living with two women. That's not what we're saying in this proposition. Let me read to you from his book, The Bishopric, A Handbook on Creating Episcopacy in the African-American Pentecostal Church, and I only say episcopacy the way J. Delano Ellis does because he's an authority on episcopacy. Well, in his book on page 11, in the section called Acknowledgments, he writes, "More than all of the foregoing, my wife and daughter in the ministry, overseer Sabrina Joyce Ellis, is the one driving force behind this and any other book that we have made available to you. I owe Sabrina a debt of gratitude that I will never be able to repay." It seems like J. Delano Ellis has everybody doing his work, including his wife, Sabrina Joyce Ellis. So please let me note for the record that we are not saying that Mr. J. Delano Ellis is a bigamist. No, he's not a bigamist. Not in the natural sense. He has one wife. Her name, again, is Sabrina Joyce Ellis. But what we are saying is that Mr. J. Delano Ellis, the Archbishop Metropolitan, he is in bed with two prostitutes. He is spiritually married, not naturally married. For in natural relations, Sabrina Joyce Ellis is his spouse. Again, that is his wife. She has borne him children, I suspect, because he has children. So that is his natural wife. We're talking about his spiritual wives. So, as we read, made note, speaking of Lamech, who happens to be Cain's great-great-great-great-grandson, the man had two wives. And this Lamech was the first rapper. We find him rapping. He puts forth a song. He raps in verse 23 and verse 24. And like most rap music, it's gangsta music. Gangsta music. Lamech is he's an ancient rapper. He's a guy who rhymes. He's a guy who sings. He's a rapper. And so Lamech is the first individual in the Bible who violates scripture. Violates. Well, how do we know he violates scripture? Well, let's go to Genesis. Genesis chapter 2, starting at verse 18. Genesis 2:18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmate for him. It's not good for man to be alone. So God says, it's not good for this one man to be alone. I will make him one helpmeet. And it says, and out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave name to all the cattle and to all the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helpmeet for him or a partner. Now, this was God's way of instructing Adam. Hey, all of the animals are paired except you. And the Lord caused, verse 21 of Genesis 2, and the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And God took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord had taken out of man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. And she shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, singular, and the two shall be one flesh. The two shall be what? One flesh. The two. The man and the woman, the two, not the three, not the man and the two wives, or the man and the four wives, or the man and the ten wives, but the two, the man and the one wife. They shall become one what? Flesh. But we read that among the descendants of Cain, there was a man called Lamech. And Lamech took unto him two wives. And Lamech, now this happens, this Lamech happens to be the seventh from Adam. Because you have Adam, Cain, Enoch, Irad, Mehujael, Methusael, Lamech. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven names. Seven. From Adam to Lamech, you have seven. Again, Adam 1, Cain 2, Enoch 3, Irad 4, Mehujael 5, Methusael 6, Lamech 7. Lamech, the seventh from Adam, decided that he would be the first to take unto him two wives. He decided to take what? Two wives. Did Lamech. Lamech. Well, again, we see that all of the wicked folk come from the line of Cain. The line of Cain. And we have been comparing J. Delano Ellis and his ministry and his tactics to those of Cain and now his descendant Lamech. Like Cain's great-great-grandson Lamech, the Metropolitan Archbishop of the Joint College of African American Bishops has two wives, two spiritual wives, of course, which are Romanism and Anglicanism. J. Delano Ellis, proverbially and spiritually speaking, is in bed with two prostitutes. If I was back in the projects, and I'm sure that Mr. J. Delano Ellis is familiar with the projects, the ghetto, if we were back in the hood, we would say that J. Delano Ellis is in bed with two hoes, two prostitutes. For the Roman Catholic Church is the mother of all harlots, as it states in Revelation 17. And if Rome is the mother of all harlots, her daughter, the Anglican Church, is the daughter of harlots. He's in bed with two hoes. Think about that. A man who claims to be a servant of God is in bed with two hoes. Two hoes. Two hoe church. Reminds me, and of course, Mr. J. Delano Ellis knows about rap. Who has lived in the black community? I've lived in the black community. How can you live in the black community and not know about rap music? How can you not know about the terminology used among rappers? For example, here's a song, Boats and Hoes, Boats and Hoes.
I gotta have me my boats and hoes. Boats and hoes, boats and hoes. I gotta have me my boats and hoes. Boats and hoes, boats and hoes. I gotta have me my boats and hoes.
Delino, Santa, Santa Maria. I'll do you in the bottom while you're drinking sangria.
Nachos, lemon heads, my dad's boat. You won't go down cause my dick can float.
We sail around the world and go port to port.
See how disgusting the music is? Boats and hoes. Well, that's Lamech. Lamech says in verse 23, and Lamech said unto his wives, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice. Ye wives of Lamech, hearken unto my speech. He's about to rap. He wants an audience. This is Lamech and his boats and hoes.
I gotta have me my boats and hoes. Boats and hoes.
What's the difference between that and J. Delano Ellis doing consecrations or doing an infomercial? Here is J. Delano Ellis. Here is J. Delano Ellis doing an infomercial. Here he is. Listen to this infomercial. This is J. Delano Ellis.
joint college of African American Pentecostal bishops important? The question, why is it important? It is important to the ongoing life of the Holiness Pentecostal movement as we know it, in that it provides for our community a similar ethos as does Lambeth for Anglicanism.
Did you hear this guy? It provides us with ethos and Lambeth for Anglicanism. Did you hear Anglicanism? Did you hear ethos and Lambeth? Lambeth and ethos in regards to Anglicanism. See, he's in bed with the Anglican Church. That's one of his hoes. That's one of his hoes. Like Lamech. He's in bed with the Anglican Church. Anybody who knows the Anglican Church knows that the Anglican Church is an offshoot of the Roman Catholic Church. Anybody knows that. Study church history, and you'll know that the Pope in the 5th century sent Augustine of Rome, not Augustine of Hippo. Augustine of Hippo was the great theologian. Not Augustine of Hippo from the 3rd century, but Augustine of Rome of the 5th century. Augustine of Rome was sent by the Pope to establish Christianity, or Romish Christianity, in Great Britain. That's the beginning of the Anglican Church. You see, the Anglican Church is the daughter church of the mother of all harlots, and the Anglican Church has learned well from her mother. And J. Delano Ellis is married to these two spiritual hoes. He's got to have him some boats and hoes. Like Lamech, who comes from Cain, who descends from Cain. In his book, The Bishopric, a handbook on creating episcopacy in the African American Pentecostal Church, in chapter 6 on page 41, a chapter dealing with relationships with other religious bodies. That's the title of the chapter, Relationships with Other Religious Bodies. He writes, the Joint College of Bishops, referring to his organization, the one he founded, is Anglican apostolic by tradition. In other words, we're Anglican and apostolic, which means Roman Catholic by tradition. We have both traditions. We're in bed with the daughter, the Anglican Church. We're in bed with the mother, the Roman Catholic Church. We have two hoes we're in bed with. Again, the opening sentence in chapter 6 on page 41 of his asinine book, The Bishopric, entitled Relationships with Other Religious Bodies, he writes, the Joint College of Bishops is Anglican apostolic by tradition. What does that mean? That he is in bed with the Roman Catholic Church and he's in bed with the Anglican Church. And notice, he's in bed with two prostitute churches, the mother of harlots and the chief daughter of harlots. That's J. Delano Ellis. It's in his book. It's right here. I'm reading it right here. So he has two spiritual wives. Romanism and Anglicanism. Now, I want you to listen to these little clips that I have here. They're quite instructive, quite instructive. Here's a clip that talks about how in recent days, 50 Anglican clergy have become Roman Catholic, which means they left the daughter church to go to the mother church. It's like an easy transition. Notice, 50 Anglican clergy become Roman Catholic. Let's listen.
The Vatican reveals that it will welcome up to 50 Anglican clergy members, including 5 bishops, who are leaving the Church of England to become Roman Catholic.
Did you hear that? And you see, why does the Catholic Church accept them? Because they're coming from the daughter church. The daughter church is exactly like the mother church. Now, the Roman Catholic Church will not accept 50 Baptists. 50 Presbyterians, they won't. No, why? Because Baptists follow a different creed. The Baptists will not submit to the code of canon law. They won't submit to Roman Catholic canon law. Neither will Presbyterians. Neither will the Methodists. Neither will the Episcopalians. But now, see, 50 Anglican clergy. They just join Rome. And it's easy. It's like crossing the street. Why? Because Anglican Church is the same as the Roman Catholic Church. Here it is again.
The Vatican reveals that it will welcome up to 50 Anglican clergy members, including 5 bishops, who are leaving the Church of England to become Roman Catholic.
What's the difference between the Roman Catholic Church and the Anglican Church? None, other than age. That's like a man who's dating the mother that's 60 and is also dating the daughter that's 30. The only difference is age. That's the only difference between the Anglican and the Roman. It's just age. And J. Delano Ellis is in bed with both. He is just like Lamech, the great-great-grandson of Cain. He's got 2 wives, 2 spiritual wives, 2 hoes to go with his boats. If he has any. I don't know if he has any boats. But I know he's got hoes. He's got 2 hoes. He's got half the song. All he needs now is the boats. The boats. Boats and hoes. Okay. Here's another clip. Listen to this.
Of Britain's Anglican churches have always resembled Catholic ones, with high masses full of pomp and ceremony.
Same garbage. Same nonsense. Same heresies. Same outfits. Same queers. The Roman Catholic Church is full of pedophiles, and so is the. I'm going to leave the audio concerning pedophilia in the Anglican Church and the Roman Catholic Church for later on. But when you dress like queers, it might be because you're queers in the closet. All those little boys and girls coming out and telling news reporters that they were molested by Roman Catholic priests, they all can't be crazy. They all can't be imagining. But here it is again. Listen to this.
Britain's Anglican churches have always resembled Catholic ones, with high masses.
Have always resembled Catholic ones. Did you hear that? Have always resembled Catholic ones. Have always resembled. I'm going to play it again. I'm going to listen.
Britain's Anglican churches have always resembled Catholic ones, with high masses full of pomp and ceremony. Recently, some Anglican clergy unhappy with the Church of England have been making overtures to Rome. The Reverend John Broadhurst, the Bishop of Fulham, is one of them. He says the Anglican Church is facing challenges.
It's very divided about women.
Same garbage. Same garbage. Same. I can play one clip after another clip after another clip. Same garbage. Same hoe. Same, the mother and the daughter, same hoes. No difference. So when J. Delano Ellis says the Joint College of Bishops is Anglican Apostolic by tradition, in other words, he's got two spiritual wives. Let's go to another text of the Bible. Let me make the case. Let's go to another text. The next text that we need to look at is Genesis 26. Let's go to Genesis 26. And this refers to Esau. Isaac's firstborn son, Esau. And the scripture that we want to look at is Genesis 26, 34 and 35. It says, "And Esau was 40 years old when he took to wife Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Bashmath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite." Please note that both women were pagan. Both women were Hittite women. Please note that it was two women. Two women. Two. Two. That tells you something about the character of Esau. Two, not one. Two. Two wives. Not one. And both pagan. Which, by the way, verse 35 says, which were a grief of mind. They vexed mentally Isaac and Rebekah. Esau's mother and father, Isaac and Rebekah, it grieved them. It vexed them. It kept them up at night to know that their son had two wives where the father only had one. The father only had one wife. It grieved them that their son had gone the way of Lamech, that he was a present-day Lamech, and he had two pagan wives. Two. Okay. Let's read a little bit more about Esau, because it wasn't enough that he had two pagan wives. He went and got two more. It says in Genesis 28, verse 9, it says, "And then went Esau unto Ishmael." Then went Esau unto Ishmael. Now, why did he go unto Ishmael, his uncle? Remember, Ishmael was his father's older half-brother. Ishmael was Esau's father, half older brother. It says in verse 8, look at verse 8. And Esau seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac his father. In other words, to rub it in his father's face, seeing that the two women he had, the two Hittite women, and the two Hittite women represented a portion of the Canaanite stock. Seeing that the two daughters of Canaan pleased not his father Isaac, he did even more damage to the relationship. Then Esau went unto Ishmael, went unto the enemy, his enemy uncle, and took unto himself wives which he had. The Mahalalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, and the sister of Nebaioth, to be his wife. So please notice, he went unto Ishmael and he took two more wives, two from the Hittites, two from the Ishmaelites. And these four women whom Esau brought into his family circle, grieved and vexed and troubled his father and mother greatly. You see a pattern here, saints? Do you see a pattern? You get two hoes, you're going to want two more. You get in bed with two, you're going to want more hoes. It's not just my boats and two hoes, it's boats and hoes, plural. You never stop getting hoes. It's a spiritual orgy, if you will, of the highest spiritual perversions. Moving along now, moving along to 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Please note, let's go back to the audio, let's go back. Please note, my dear brothers and sisters, that the Anglican Church mirrors the Roman Catholic Church in all things. All things. All things. Here in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, admonishes, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. J. Delano Ellis, what in the world are you doing joining the Anglican Church and its high mass? What are you doing joining Rome, the Pope, Romanism, the Antichrist? With its high mass service, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship? How can you marry righteousness to unrighteousness? How can Esau, who is supposed to be righteous, marry the unrighteous daughter of the Hittites and the unrighteous daughters of the Ishmaelites? Very easy. When a man departs from God, when a man apostatizes from the faith, he wants boats and hoes. Very easy. What communion have light with darkness? None. But please note how the members of the Joint College of African American Bishops don't have a problem marrying light with darkness. How can you marry Christ and Belial? How can you join Christ and Satan at the hip? It's an impossibility. What fellowship can there be with him that believeth in an infidel? I'm a Bible-carrying, Bible-believing Christian. What relationship can I have with one who follows canon law? Absolutely none. What agreement is there with the temple of God and idols? Mr. J. Delano Ellis, when you go to Rome, when you go to the Pontifical College, when you go to St. Peter's Basilica, you are surrounded by idols, sir, and yet you bask in pagan glory. See, he's got two wives. He feels very comfortable in the Anglican Church, and he feels very comfortable in the Roman Church. Again, he writes in his book, page 41, the Joint College of Bishops is Anglican apostolic by tradition. We take from Rome, we take from the Anglican Church. Here he is again. No, please note how he talks about the Anglican Church, how he has borrowed the Anglican word ethos and borrowed the word lambeth. Those are Anglican words.
Why is the Joint College of African American Pentecostal Bishops important? The question, why is it important? It is important to the ongoing life of the Holiness Pentecostal movement as we know it, in that it provides for our community a similar ethos as does Lambeth for Anglicanism.
He's talking gibberish, Anglican gibberish. See. That's one of his wives. That's one of his spiritual wives. But Paul says, how can we be unequally yoked together? Well, Jay Delano doesn't have a problem because he's one of Lamech's descendants. He is like Lamech. He is like Cain. He's like those men. And we're proving it. Here's another text. Here's another Bible verse. Revelation chapter 17. Let's go to Revelation 17. In Revelation number 17, it says, speaking of the Church of Rome, because there's no doubt that Revelation chapter 17, verse 1 and following, speaks of the Church of Rome. It says, and there came, chapter 17, verse 1, and there came one of the seven angels which had the seven veils, and he talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon the many waters, or who sits upon the many inhabitants of the earth, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names, blasphemies, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in what color? Purple! What color was the woman in? Purple and scarlet. Listen to this.
Bishop McCullough, she's wearing first the Roman purple cassock. Bishop McCullough, she's wearing first the Roman purple cassock. Bishop McCullough, she's wearing first the Roman purple cassock. Spat to dress. Bishop McCullough, she's wearing first the Roman purple cassock.
The Roman purple Roman, not Anglican, Roman. What Roman? Roman Catholic. The Roman purple, he's consecrating people, and he's putting on the colors of Rome. He's decking them out. Verse 4 of Revelation 17, and the woman was arrayed in purple and in scarlet. And I can play more audio and show you where the scarlet comes in. But you've heard this before. And the woman was arrayed in purple and in scarlet, decked with gold. Not too far from now, he's going to give her a gold pictorial cross. He's going to give her a gold episcopal ring. I mean, these people are decked out. If you compare Revelation 17:4 to this ceremony, you got it. You got a perfect picture of what John saw. A perfect picture. And upon her forehead, in verse 5, and upon her forehead was the name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. That's J. Delano Ellis. J. Delano Ellis. Here's more evidence. Here's more evidence. Here's more evidence that he's in bed with Rome. Not only because he puts the Roman purple cassock on people and the scarlet robe, but here's more, because everything he does it according to church law or canon law. And what church and canon law is he referring to? Romish Anglican Code of Canon Law. He has merged both Roman Catholic canon law and Anglican canon law to produce a hybrid canon law by which he runs the Joint College of African American Bishops. And my brothers and sisters, if you take Roman Catholic canon law and Anglican canon law and use them to run your organization, it tells me you're in bed with two hoes. Here's J. Delano Ellis.
Glory to God. Now we've done what the Lord requires, because we've done what church or canon law requires.
we have done here today what church and canon law require. Well, the Pentecostal church doesn't have any canon law, doesn't have church law. Tyrian church, the Episcopalian, the Methodists, they don't have canon law. They don't use ethos and Lambeth for Anglicanism. They don't talk like that. This guy's in bed. I'm telling you, he's in bed. Just like Lamech, the great-grandson of Cain. My brothers and sisters, is there any more that needs to be said? Oh, yes. One more thing that needs to be said. The number here is 646-564-9730. But Jay Delano Ellis is choosing to say nothing because the board is clear and there are no phone calls coming in. Like Cain's great-great-grandson Lamech, the Metropolitan Archbishop of the Joint College of African American Bishops has two wives, spiritual, of course, Romanism and Anglicanism. Revelation 18 tells us, God speaking, to come out of her, come out of the Anglican church, come out of the Roman church, which are one and the same. Be not a partaker of her sins. What are her sins? Pedophilia, murder, the twisting of scripture, the peddling of doctrines of demons. That's her sins. For God is about to judge her. And great is the Lord God who judgeth her. Please note, my brothers and sisters, that Christ, when Christ returns, he doesn't come back for two wives or three wives or five wives. He comes back from one church, and she's not dressed in scarlet, she's not dressed in purple, but according to Revelation 19, verse 8, and to her, referring to the bride of Christ, was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. White linen. White. For the fine linen speaks of, points to, the righteousness of the saints. And he said unto me, John, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. Blessed are they. Well. The hoes don't have weddings. They have clients. The hoes don't have weddings. It would be a mockery. It would be a mockery for the Roman Catholic Church to have a wedding because they're hoes. They're hoes. No hoe can go to her community dressed in white. The Johns who live in the community would say, I was with her last week. I was with her yesterday. She's getting married. She's dressed in white. She's a hoe. You see, the white dress is for those who live righteous, for those who do not soil themselves with the Roman Catholic Anglican Church. Jay Delano Ellis, you've been found wanting. You've been put into the balance and have been found wanting. And like Lamech, you have two wives, two pagan wives, two wives who are not of divine origin, but of demonic origin. And we're going to have to leave it at that, Mr. Ellis. And I'm going to have to ask you to come back tomorrow, Mr. Ellis, because I have proposition number 89. We have seven more propositions to go, and we'll be finished with this new 95th thesis directed towards J. Delano Ellis and the Joint College of African American Bishops. Dear Saints, I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, and I pray that you would be also. God bless you.
A mighty fortress is our God. A bulwark never failing, our heaven. Jesus, it is He, Lord Sabaoth, His name, from age to age the same, and He must win the battle. Darkness grim, we tremble not for him.